Hey, before we get back to the topic at hand, I want to update you on a story we covered yesterday involving one of the families made homeless by the tornado in Eden, New York. And joining us now is Papa Greg Bonas, and his son is Steve, and his Steve's wife is the wonderful Colleen, and the two of those, they have a love story for the ages. But Greg, I know that today the insurance people stopped by, and you wanted to offer us an update as to what the situation is regarding their assessment of the structural damage to the property.
Hi, Tom. Well, the structural engineer came, and he cleared the house and took the condemned thing off so they can rebuild what's broke, which is the roof and windows and doors. So they can actually enter the premises now. And also, Ferguson Electric came again, and Fry Electric, and they said that they are going to come tomorrow and drop a pole for him, because he has to have his own pole for his meter and stuff, because his is gone. Right. So tomorrow morning they're coming and dropping a pole and hooking up a meter and having to, getting his electric hooked up tomorrow.
So how long, now fortunately we are in the middle of summer, did they give you an estimate on when construction or reconstruction could begin?
He can start as soon as he wants. I have a friend of mine that's a contractor that's coming today to give him an estimate to pretty much do all the work. He's a general contractor.
Now, so he can probably start
next week.
Well, that's good. You start next week with the reconstruction. Not to pry too deeply into financial matters, but, you know, I have to be the jerk. Your son's homeowner's insurance, given the increase in real estate prices in Western New York, did he keep his insurance up to date in terms of replacement costs?
Yes, he did.
Good. Yeah, that's very important, and I urge everybody listening... If I might interject here, I urge you, if you're listening to the program, to talk with your homeowner's insurance representative to make sure that the policy you have now will cover the replacement and rebuild, whatever the terminology is, if you lose your home, God forbid, for any reason, be it a fire or a tornado, because the policy you have now may very well not cover the cost of a rebuild. You might have a five-bedroom house now, but if you didn't keep up with the rate of insurance, real estate inflation, you might find yourself with a three-bedroom trailer home, which you probably don't want if you're used to five bedrooms and three bathrooms, etc. So check your homeowner's insurance. Make sure that it will cover you in the event of a catastrophic loss, given the increase in real estate values in Western New York. Go ahead, Greg. I'm sorry to have interrupted.
Yeah, there's also a lot of incidentals involved. You know.
Oh yeah. Did your son and his wife keep up-to-date photographs of the contents of the home to document what was in there for insurance purposes?
I don't believe so.
Well, I'm sure they've got...
I don't know.
I'm sure they've got a list.
Out of their financial stuff.
Oh, come on, you're the dad. You're supposed to stick your nose into it. Kids love it when you do that.
I'm not Joe Biden, where Dad sat at the kitchen table talking about the finances.
Now, hey you. Greg Bonas is with us on WBEN. What is it? Have you been out there today at all to Eden? I know you actually. Hey, you're one of those people who has to work for a living. Unlike me. Have you had a chance to get out to Eden at all and check things out?
I actually didn't, because we're on 10-hour days. I work at a school, and I work 6 to 4:30, so hey. I just came home after work.
Roger that. Hey, we spoke thanks to you.
And I'm 65 years old.
Well, more power to you. Thanks to you, we were able to talk to your son yesterday and he wanted to come on the show, not because he loves me, but because he wanted to give a shout-out to all of the people who had been helping him, including Butera's. We talked to Mr. Butera yesterday on the program. I was a little bit concerned because, you know, your son obviously in a deal of shock right now, and sleep is so very, very important right now for your son and the family. Was he able to do anything like catching up on sleep last night?
Yes, he got some sleep, and then they went and worked cleaning up the yard some more today. They got a lot done. We got a lot done yesterday. He quit for the day earlier, so they are resting and taking care of themselves.
Good.
Because I told them how important that is, and you stressed it yesterday also how important that is. That you got to have your health.
Yeah, absolutely. And a situation like this will, you know, it'll knock the hair right off of your body if you're not careful. So I'm glad that he's getting some rest. And one of the things that was so moving and touching talking to your son yesterday was his obvious, deep felt love for his wife, Colleen. I will admit that I started to tear up, and I think people in the audience may have started to tear up listening to your son. They really have something special, don't they?
Yeah, they've always been like that. They've been like that since the beginning. So they really thrive on each other, and it's really good to see.
Well, it was a beautiful, beautiful story your son told, and the depth of feeling he has for his wife was obvious in the interview, and I'm pretty sure that there are a lot of women who were listening and probably a lot of men listening to that yesterday who thought, man, I wish I had that kind of a marriage. I wish I had that kind of a relationship. So it was really beautiful that in the face of such an enormous property damage tragedy that your son at least has the comfort and succor of a wife who is with him by his side, and he obviously is by hers. Anything else you wanted to mention to us, Greg, before we let you go today?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to Razors. It's a hot dog stand in Eden, and actually it was built by Rob Ray, and that's why it's called Razors. Rob Ray doesn't own it anymore. However, tomorrow they are giving away free ice cream for donations, and whatever, the ice cream's free and it's up to you to donate, but whatever people donate, they're going to distribute between the 8 families that were displaced in Eden, and also proceeds of any sales that they make tomorrow.
That's great. And we talked about yesterday the fact that even with homeowners insurance, there are certain items that are not covered by homeowners insurance, and the people, those families, a total of 8 or a total of 9 families?
I've heard both. I've heard 9. I've heard 8.
Well, because there, you know, there are some people who, through no misdoing of their own, are going to need a helping hand. And I'm thinking that the crowdfunding may be the way to go. I'll touch base with you at some point off the air about that. Putting together a fundraising concert at this point would be more difficult. Any idea, because most of the really good bands that people come out to see, they're already booked through the fall.
For sure.
So it's good. That would be very, very difficult, but we'll come up with something for you, because obviously you want to help those families in Eden who find themselves in this situation. Thank you, Greg, for the update that the rebuild can start anytime your son wants to start the rebuild in Eden. And
can I say a couple more things? Number one, I want to say that it's not just my son. It's all the families in Eden. The Mamosers across the street from him, their farm has got, like, wiped. So they need help also. And the other thing I wanted to say was I give Biden till August 9th. He will step down, which is the day that Nixon stepped down, August 9th.
A very interesting historical note. I remember it like it was yesterday, and you're a little older than I am, so I'm sure you do as well. Greg, thank you very much for the call, and we shall talk soon. And please give my love to your son and to Colleen and the Mamoser family and any other family affected in Eden and being basically rendered suddenly homeless because of the tornadoes. Thank you, Greg. Try to have yourself a good weekend, and try not to overdo it.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
All right, Greg, thank you very much. And very happy to hear that Steve got some rest last night, because a situation like that, you know, you're under enough stress in life, and then you add that stressor to it, losing your home, suddenly being homeless, every possession you had destroyed. That takes a lot out of you, and you got to make sure you keep up on your rest. You talked to David Bellavia about battle casualties, and a lot of those casualties are because the troops on the ground are just so damn tired and weary, and the more tired you get, the more vulnerable you become as a target. David Bellavia can explain in much greater detail than can I, because our Medal of Honor recipient has been there in the thick of it. David Bellavia, weekdays 10 to 2 on WBEN.